The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're multitasking. But what if you could also be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. So multitask right now. Get your quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers. And we want to make sure those advertisers are ones that you'll actually want to hear about. But we need to learn a little bit more about you to make that possible. So go to podsurvey.com/Florio and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way, we can bring on advertisers you won't want to skip. Once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/Florio. F-L-O-R-I-O. Thanks for your help.
Jackson will keep it. He's got room. He's at the 30. It's a leg race. 40. Lamar Jackson midfield and going 40. One man to beat 30. He's to the 20. 10. Card. Touchdown with a tumble.
Well, here we are 1 week away from the start of the new league year, and the 2019 NFL MVP is available via the non-exclusive franchise tag. We're going to be talking about that a little bit.
A little bit.
Over the course of the next 2 hours. Just a little bit. Just checking the box. Nothing really to say. Just have to cover it, and then we'll move on. But before we can check that box, we have to check other boxes, such as hello, good morning. The show is PFT Live. We're on Peacock, SiriusXM 85, Sky Sports NFL, and podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. So I'm just checking boxes. It's great. Check, 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 check. Check, he's Chris Sims. Check, I'm Mike Florio. Check, we're here for 2 hours. Actually, it's more like 1 hour and 58 minutes right now. Check, Chris is drinking coffee from the preheated mug. Check, he poured the water in the trash can and pissed off the folks who have to clean that room.
Yep,
check. Chris is smoking weed tonight. Check.
Maybe.
Check. That's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wait, your Friday doesn't come until Thursday, so this is really your Thursday.
Right,
so
exactly. Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting
Thursday,
there.
That's a problem. When you only work 4 days a week, I don't know how the days feel. Because to quote the folks from Seinfeld, I think it was Jerry and Kramer and Newman sitting in a car staking out like a dog that they were going to capture or something. And they were talking about what feel each day has. And they said Monday has a feel. They were arguing whether or not Tuesday or Wednesday have a feel. But Thursday definitely has a feel.
Yeah, sure.
Thursday, for people who work on Friday, has a feel.
How's
for
that?
You, your Thursday is your Friday, so it's a different feel. So what kind of a feel do you have on Wednesday?
It's kind of like a Wednesday.
Feel like Thursday.
It's like a Wednesday-Thursday combined almost, right, on a day like today. Like, I don't have a Wednesday hump day. That's the good thing right now in my schedule. So that's where – and that's an annoying day, I think, for everybody's normal week where you're like, oh, I'm in the middle. I've still got two more days to go, right? So – I won't lie. It's a great thing to have right now. So, yeah, when I get to today, Wednesday, everybody else's hump day, my kind of Thursday, yeah, Thursdays, you know, in everybody's normal world, you start to go, hey, it's kind of close to Friday. Maybe I should hang out a little tonight. Maybe I should have a drink. I only got one more day of work, but I try not to let that creep into my life too often.
Now, I'm told, sources close to me tell me, and I'm always the last one to find this out.
Apparently.
You're off tomorrow.
I am.
How did that happen?
I'm out of here. I got.
Where are you going?
I'm going to meet some friends down in Miami. Okay, so that's where I'm going. Full transparency.
Man, it's not even a legitimate.
Not
like
really.
You're going to interview.
No. It was one of these
Tua
things
in
where,
Miami.
No, it's totally just laissez-faire. Chris Sims going to go enjoy, you know, a day or two off. Like a friend of mine that I'm very close with.
Wow.
We couldn't meet up schedules and figure things out. So I was like, I could take a day on Thursday and we can make this work. And I said, Mike Florio's a nice guy. He said, bullcrap, you're a liar. I said, no, I swear, he's a nice guy. He'll let me have off Thursday. So you did. Thanks a lot.
Well, yeah, the best way to get me to let you have Thursday off is just not tell
That's
me
right.
about it.
Yeah.
No one told me about it.
I can't
no
believe that.
No one has said anything to me about it.
I said it.
I've already been planning my day tomorrow.
Okay.
I haven't.
Well,
around you being
me.
Here. Again, I haven't. All right. That's fine. Go to Florida. Have
Thank
fun.
You.
Is weed legal there? Or are you gonna? I don't want to get you in any trouble.
Yeah, I don't actually. That's a good question. Is it legal there now? I feel like it did become legal somehow, but yeah, I'm not sure either. Well, you know, sometimes
I don't think it's going to stop you.
Sometimes laws are meant to be broken.
I don't think it's going to stop you from lighting up while you're walking down the streets of Missouri. I just don't know that it's going to stop you from any of that. All right. Well, so this really is. See, and you had a chance.
I know.
I own up to it when I started asking you.
I was kind of just going to let it go.
Say, well, actually, this week, Wednesday feels like Friday to me.
I know. I was going to kind of just let it go and hope you didn't really realize until later today, and then you didn't have a microphone in front of you to make fun of me. So,
no, I realized because Pete told on you. Pete,
thanks, Pete,
ratted you out.
Thank you, Pete.
Are you just going to take that? What's the world coming to? All right, let's get to more pressing matters. We've only wasted 4 minutes today because there's plenty of things to discuss. And the big news of the day yesterday was something that we had anticipated. I'm not going to name names, but there was at least one prominent NFL insider who was repeatedly insisting that the Ravens were going to use the exclusive level of the franchise tag on quarterback Lamar Jackson. And we've been saying for weeks now that non-exclusive is more likely than exclusive.
Right.
Non-exclusive wasn't even on the table until the end of last season when he was injured, didn't play. There was that sense of some sort of, I don't want to go as far to say acrimony, but there was at least awkwardness over whether or not he could have played near the end. There were things bubbling up from the locker room. There was a sense that folks weren't thrilled with the lack of the effort by Lamar to go out and play. And I was on record, and I'll say it again to all those folks out there who think I hate Lamar just because I say he should have an agent. And as I've said before, if I really hated him, I'd just say, keep doing what you're doing, Lamar. It's working well. If he had an agent, the agent could have pushed back on all that and said, look, he hasn't gotten his financial reward yet. Why would you expect him to go out and play if he's less than 100% when he has no security of any kind financially beyond this season? It's ludicrous. It's irresponsible. And I'd be committing malpractice if I let him do it. But again, this is one of the prices you pay when you don't have an agent. There was no one out there other than us to make that argument for him. So anyway, all things considered, the Ravens decided,
I believe, to just say, screw it.
Yeah. Let's apply the non-exclusive tag.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, too, though, you know, also in the locker room, and if you listen to some of the rumors that are out there, or, you know, people associated with the organization might be disappointed, too. Hey, let's, like, put yourselves in their shoes, too. They are hearing, and probably know more times than not being in the locker room, that, hey, the guy that – you know, maybe isn't putting his best foot forward, right? He's been offered the second greatest contract in the history of football, or one of the top five, let's just say that. So that's also got to be taken into account when you bring that up. At least, I mean, I think if we're going to be fair to both sides there, that's all I'm saying there.
Well, you're right. No, but the problem is,
the
problem is, and this is where the dog is chasing the tail around and around and around we go. If he'd had an agent, he wouldn't have been in the position where he didn't have a contract, because the agent would have made sure that he took whatever that offer was. And we still don't know the details.
Yeah.
Because there have been selective leaks by the NFL Players Association and Lamar Jackson. $133 million fully guaranteed to multiple different ESPN insiders and personalities. with the idea of making the Ravens look like they had screwed Lamar Jackson. That was the most recent message from Stephen A. Smith. He was the third of the three ESPN personalities to get that same information. $133 million, fully guaranteed at signing. It does not tell the story. It does not paint the picture. It's one piece, one data point, and that's it. And it allowed people to suggest strongly in the case of Stephen A. Smith that the Ravens were screwing Lamar Jackson over, when if you know the whole details, maybe you come to a different conclusion. And as I've said before, if they put the whole contract out there that was offered to him last August, maybe most of us would say, Lamar should have taken that deal. Should have taken that deal, especially if we compare what he could have had then to whatever he could have had now, if we ever know what it is. I'm assuming the Ravens made him an offer at some point before applying the non-exclusive franchise tag.
Right.
Is it the same? Is it different? Is it more? Is it less? Is it completely different structure? Is it fully guaranteed? We don't know, because the Ravens aren't going to put any of that out there. They have been respectful of Lamar the entire time. They have not leaked details about the contract. The leaks have come from Lamar's camp. So I'd love to know full details of the offer that was made in August, full details of any offer that was made before yesterday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and we may find out whether there are any offers made. We may not find out the details. Maybe Lamar is going to insist that none of these details ever be leaked to anyone up to the point where he signs an offer sheet. Then we'll know what the details are. Or if he signs a contract with the Ravens, then we'll know what the details are.
Yeah, listen, I don't even know where to begin with this. I really don't. There's a lot to unpack. There really is. You know, I think my first feeling is, yeah, I feel bad for Lamar Jackson. I'd like to see him get paid. You know, this is weird. It is. I'm rooting for that, as we talked about all the time. We're talking about a guy who's a superstar. He's been one of the best players in the NFL. He won the MVP, right? Ever since he's been the starting quarterback for the Ravens, it's been, wait, you know, playoffs conversation, certainly. Can they get over the hump to get the Super Bowl, right? I mean, this is a guy that we all tune in, just like you're seeing right here in that Thursday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Special performance. You go, damn. You know, man, he's fun to watch. Wow, he's got an electric arm. Holy cow, can he run? And then you see what? $32.4 million next to his name? On the same day, a guy named Daniel Jones got $40 million a year, right? The optics don't look right. But, you know, there's a lot of things that have gone into those optics that have made it look, you know, weird. And putting Lamar, and he's partly to blame here, in this weird situation. And again, I'm hopeful that something gets done here. But, you know, I'm with you. I mean, why was everybody so shocked that it was a non-exclusive tag? I mean, I was on my podcast Monday. I was kind of going, I think it's a no-brainer. Why? I mean, the only thing that, you know, that doesn't look right, or I shouldn't say doesn't look right, at all doesn't look right. But, you know, it's not good business. Why throw out the extra money? Well, you know, for the franchise quarterback, if you can get him for that number. Now, he's going to be disgruntled, but I don't know what I was trying to say there to finish my thought. But either way, yeah, there's some work to be done.
I'll finish it for you. Right. I'll finish it for you.
Go ahead.
If they truly want to keep him long term,
yeah, okay.
That's a gesture.
Right.
That's a gesture that I think is better suited to sending the message,
sure,
we really want to keep you long term. And case in point, Chris,
yeah,
when they announced it yesterday, both on Twitter,
right,
which, you know, hey, we have applied the franchise tag to quarterback Lamar Jackson. Well, Ravens, you're kind of leaving out a fairly important piece of information there. Which
right.
level of the tag? It's about a $13 million difference. And then when they emailed their statement from Eric DaCosta, the executive vice president and GM of the Baltimore Ravens, there was never a mention of exclusive or non-exclusive. And the statement makes it clear they want to continue to negotiate in good faith with Lamar and hopeful they can strike a long-term deal. But if they truly want to keep him, if they want there to be no chance he's going to slip away from their clutches and they'd get two first-round picks in exchange for him, they would have used the exclusive level of the tag.
Right.
That
right.
extra $13 okay. million buys you certainty that you don't have to worry about the guy leaving. Now they have to worry about him leaving. And you know what, Chris?
Well,
they may be fine with it for two reasons. Two
right.
reasons. Hang on, let me finish.
Yeah.
Two reasons. One, they're happy to say you can have him and we'll take the two first-round picks. Or number two, maybe they know nobody's going to come calling for him, which is going to trickle into what we talk about for most of the balance of the segment.
Well, sure, right. No, nobody's going to come calling for him. Or how about this on top of that? They have no faith that he'll get a deal done with anybody else either, because he's shown us that getting a deal done is not exactly in his wheelhouse. So they can also go, well, yeah, we can do this and let him test the market. Let him see that maybe our offer isn't all that bad and maybe the best one he's going to get, you know? Or if somebody wants to blow us out of the water with some crazy guaranteed contract, then fine, you know? But we're not willing to give that, so now you got to give us two first-round picks. So I know, yes, the good faith and what you're saying makes sense. That's what I was trying to say. That makes sense. Yeah, it looks better to have $45 million. We like this guy. We want this guy. But, you know, in business actuality, you know, I thought we thought this was a very real possibility if you put yourself in the Ravens organization, Eric DaCosta's shoes, you know, for all the reasons we stated above. You know, and so that's where it looks weird. And on a day, like we said, where Daniel Jones gets a big contract and all that, and then, hey, we get into the next thing, it seems like teams maybe were talking to each other behind the scenes, you know, then it becomes a huge Twitter debate and everything else, and it's just a weird, well, unfortunate situation.
I don't think collusion in the NFL, which definitely happens in various forms and fashions, we talk about it from time to time.
Yeah.
You're the one that always reminds me of the collusion in the uncapped year of 2010,
right,
when the Cowboys in Washington treated it as uncapped, and then 2 years later they got whacked.
Yeah.
They had salary cap space taken from them because they dared to treat the salary cap uncapped year as truly uncapped. So there's definitely collusion. I think that's a given. We just can't prove it.
Sure.
And I don't know that there were any secret meetings here. They just know. It's when in Rome, you know. And Chris, it may be this simple.
Right.
And I prefer simple to complicated. Yeah. It may be this simple. The teams out there that would be inclined to pursue Lamar Jackson believe that they're not going to make him an offer that the Ravens can't or won't match. So why bother? Why do Baltimore's work for them? Why do we want to spend the time tracking this guy down, getting his attention, getting him or his mother to call back? And, hey, you can only talk to him. We learned that last year with Roquan Smith and St. Omni, the guy who wasn't a registered NFLPA agent who was negotiating or trying to on behalf of Roquan Smith, and the NFLPA sent out word, and the league did as well. You can't talk to anybody but the player if he's not represented by an NFLPA certified agent. You got to track him down. You got to work out a deal. You got to get him to accept it, and then the Ravens are going to match it. Why are we going to waste our time doing all that? Now,
right.
I don't want to be mistaken for defending the league against what I think is collusion, but why do we want to spend our time getting Lamar to the point where he signs an offer sheet the Ravens are going to match, which means there's no one out there that's going to give him a 5-year fully guaranteed contract. They're not going to do it because that's the only thing the Ravens wouldn't match. And as we move toward the point in our rundown where we start talking about all these teams that just pop up out of the blue, not directly, but always through a reporter, this team's not interested, that team's not interested, all in the immediate aftermath of the news that he's available. We're not interested. They're not interested. They're not interested. You're not interested. I think it comes down to this. They're not interested in making the kind of offer that Lamar would accept and the Ravens wouldn't match, because they're not interested in doing the Deshaun Watson 5-year fully guaranteed contract. That's the heart of all of this.
Right.
Now, that's why
yeah.
no one's
right.
going to do it.
Right.
That's why Lamar's phone is not going to ring. Most likely. All it takes is one team.
Right.
But, boy, it sure looks all of a sudden. And you know what? That crush of news yesterday may be aimed at persuading that one team that may be thinking about it to not do it.
Well, from that standpoint, too, it seems like it was a little piling on the subject, right? Some of these teams, we were like, now they're being associated with Lamar Jackson. We never thought at any point they were going to be associated with Lamar Jackson. So now, but just because that happened and they said no, it became a story. That's where I don't understand that either. You know, and again, what I want to know, or what I think is also important here too, as far as what you just said, right? I mean, these teams, I don't think were like, oh, Lamar Jackson got the non-exclusive tag. Hey, let's release our statement to say we're not interested in him. No, I mean, they were called by certain media entities to go, hey, do you think you'd pursue Lamar Jackson? So they had to make a comment. It wasn't like, hey.
Well, no, they didn't.
Did they not?
No, they people, Chris, you don't didn't think... have to say shit. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, people.
Because none of it was on the record. No. Hang on. Okay. You triggered me on this. They don't have to say anything. Okay. Now, I can understand that reporters would have reason to say, hey, Lamar's available. Are you interested?
Right.
Why not just say we're exploring all our options? Why not just say no comment? Why not say nothing? Free agency is looming. I mean, somebody wanted to get out the word. At the Falcons, at the Panthers, at the Dolphins, they're not interested.
Well, there's more reasons than just that, though. That's what I'm trying to say. Some of those teams, like Miami, doesn't want to deal with the distraction of Lamar Jackson all offseason. Are we going to get him? Are we going to keep Tua? So they're squashing it. It makes sense from football standpoint, too. Same with the other teams. Wow. They might just be like, hey, wait, we don't want to deal with that, oh my gosh, distraction. Are we getting to Lamar? Will you give him a guaranteed contract? Whoa. Right? I mean, they might not want to.
You've been saying the Falcons are the. That's what you said.
I said yes.
I
thought
right,
it makes
Spider.
Sense. No,
you've
no.
You've been saying it.
So why
are you singing a different song now?
I'm not singing a different song. I'm just saying for them, I thought that would make sense, right? They're obviously not going to go in that direction. Somebody called and asked them that, and they're saying no. So that's it.
But Chris. It defies the way these teams operate. They never show their hand. They never put their cards on the table. Why would you not want, if there's any other veteran quarterback out there the Falcons are going to pursue, why in the hell would you not want to have the vague possibility that we'll just go make a run at Lamar Jackson?
Well, then why aren't they out at Aaron? Why aren't they in on Aaron Rodgers then right now and all that too, right? It's the same thing. Well, we don't want to deal with some of those problems that come along with it.
You know what, though? There's never been a report that the Falcons
because
are out
no one's
on
called. No one's called to ask. Lamar became a hot button topic, so this became a whole like issue it. That's why.
Teams are obsessed with keeping their cards close to the vest on everything. That's what was weird about this.
They always
keep their cards close to the vest. They never tip their hand on anything. Now, all of a sudden, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Dolphins, it's this land rush to say, we're out. It's like Kramer slamming his money on the table.
I mean, at no point did we ever think.
We never thought
the Panthers were involved in this, like, ever. So that it just became a report yesterday, and we're like, oh, my gosh, they're.
That's why.
Well, we never thought they were. And nobody ever at any point has ever gone Lamar and the Panthers. That's not even on the radar for anybody. Nobody. The Dolphins was a thought that was thrown out there because he's from South Florida, and they got a quarterback they like. What's so crazy for them to say they're not interested in Lamar Jackson?
Oh.
You know?
Well, that's a different issue altogether. They can't even talk to him until after the draft. But I look at it this way. So, Josina Anderson reported over the weekend the Dolphins are exploring all options at quarterback this offseason. And there was no pushback from the Dolphins then. There was no counter report. If Jeff Darlington was going to say what he said yesterday, he should have said it after Josina Anderson said they're going to explore all options. He should have followed it up with, no, they're not.
The timing
is what's weird, Chris.
Weird.
It creates the impression that there's an effort to send a message to anyone out there who may be sitting in the football lab, you know, pouring the chemicals into the beakers and trying to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback. Don't pursue Lamar. Do it. That's the message that came from that rapid fire.
I got you.
Falcons out, Panthers out, Dolphins out.
I know. All I'm saying is it wasn't like a strategic game plan by the NFL. It wasn't like, hey, guys, hey, at 4:52 Eastern. Okay, but we're talking about now. Stop talking about that.
Last year.
But
I'm saying the seeds were planted then.
Well, the flowers
sprouted at a different time.
At no point did you think, again, too, one, like, did you think that somebody was going to give him a guaranteed contract, that was a possibility? I mean, we've been saying, we know. Cleveland Browns.
I thought it was a possibility.
Oh, I mean, I
thought it was a possibility, because all it takes is one team. I still think Daniel Snyder may do it. And we'll get to him eventually.
Okay.
I still think he may do it because it would be the ultimate middle finger to the NFL on his way out the door.
Well, maybe.
And it allows him to be a hero with his fan base if he gets Lamar Jackson.
Well,
yes.
Maybe.
I do think that there's one team that may do it.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, totally just speculation, but you're the only person that thinks that. I mean, and everybody associated.
No, look around.
Well, everybody associated with football thinks that the Deshaun Watson contract's stupid. I mean, everybody. I mean, so.
Again, well, not everybody. Not everybody. The Browns are associated with football, and they clearly don't think it's stupid, especially
you know
as a foundation to get Lamar
so
the hell out of the division.
Stop.
You're the one that's painting with this broad brush, man.
I'm just saying, no.
I mean, you're
just
painting
saying,
with too broad of a brush today.
All I'm saying is I think people are trying to say, like, there was some secret phone call behind the scenes, and, like, let's
No. That's
I mean,
not how collusion
we knew nobody
collusion
wanted to give anybody a guaranteed contract for a year straight. We knew that. Like, that didn't take Lamar or anybody else.
But, and see, this is where the collusion comes in. Do we even know that he wants a guaranteed contract right now? We don't know that. The last we heard about this from his camp was Stephen A. Smith. 12 days ago, saying on First Take, I spoke to someone from Lamar's camp, and they said he never asked for a fully guaranteed contract, which you and I both kind of agreed may be a sign that he's pivoting away from it because he knows he's not going to get it.
Right.
So why the hell don't you at least make the phone call, a phone call to Lamar Jackson, and say, all right, look, you know, we realize you're available. Well, and look, they can't. That's the thing. This is all premature. They can't even do it until next week. Can't even get in on it until next week. But once the moment comes that you can make the phone call to Lamar Jackson directly and have the conversation, assuming you can track him down, assuming you can reach him, which has been a chronic
issue.
Well,
again, those are other reasons that go against. Right.
But I understand.
Who wants to deal with that?
But it doesn't mean you know. Right. But why? But try. He's Lamar freaking Jackson. You look at all the work these teams do through the draft process, free agency, it's constant churning and looking and due diligence, and you're not even going to make the phone call? You're not even going to punch the numbers into your phone and try to call him and say, hey, Lamar, Stephen A. Smith was on ESPN a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that he spoke to someone from your camp. Maybe it was you. Maybe it wasn't, but it's someone from your camp, and you never wanted a fully guaranteed contract. Is that accurate? I'm just curious. Is that accurate? And then the conversation goes one way or the other. And if it is, no, it's not accurate, I want a fully guaranteed contract, okay, there's nothing for us to talk about because we have decided on our own, without any collusion, not to give out fully guaranteed contracts. Why not have that conversation? That's what's so weird about this. You're slamming the door in the face of the guy before he's even on your porch. Have him come up to your porch. Find out what he's selling.
No.
Have a discussion with him. Don't slam the door prematurely. It's like they're trying to avoid an argument that they're colluding on not giving him a fully guaranteed contract by colluding on not even talking to him at all. That's what bothers me about this. And hey, maybe it's not collusion. Maybe it's not. We'll never prove it if it is. But, you know, it happens in two ways. It's the teams agreeing amongst themselves, or it's the league office making it known. And when they get together four times a year, and D. Smith, the NFLPA executive director, calls the quarterly meetings collusion meetings. That's where it happens, in the room. Just like the tampering is rampant at the combine, the collusion is rampant when they're all together. All these owners of 32 independent businesses, it's like the CEO of McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, Taco Bell, Long John Silver's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, all getting together, Arby's, in a room four times a year. When they're independent businesses that compete on everything, they get together four times a year and talk shop. That's when the things are discussed that may be in their mutual best interests. That's when the business strategies are hatched that become the collusion. That's how it happens. And then it just kind of spontaneously unfurls as we get to these key points like we have right now with Lamar Jackson available.
I know, you're right about all those.
That's why you can never prove it.
You're right about all of that, but this is one where there doesn't need to be a secret meeting with all those people. When Deshaun Watson got that contract, we all went, that's dumb. And everybody in football did.
Pre-collusion.
Right. Well, okay.
Remember Minority Report?
But you didn't have to have the conversation.
Pre-collusion.
You didn't have to have the conversation to know that this was not going to be. Now, hey, the problem is here, bottom line.
But Chris, back to what I was saying. We don't know right now whether or not Lamar Jackson is insisting on a five-year fully guaranteed
contract. I was
going to
say that.
We don't know.
If you
let me talk. So why not make the phone call?
I don't understand that either.
Sorry.
Hey, Atlanta, you certainly can.
You can make your case tomorrow.
Well,
you can have all 2 hours tomorrow.
Atlanta is okay. By all due accounts, telling everybody they're going to stay with Desmond Ridder. So, you know, and again, I was always one that, oh, that makes sense for a lot of different reasons. I would have liked to have seen that. Carolina, we knew there was like nobody ever thought. Now, why they don't want to call? Maybe not. But like we again, too, you listed out already a bunch of reasons why you wouldn't want to call or deal with it. You listed them out.
Well, no, I didn't.
Well,
no,
I mean, you can't get in contact with them. We don't know what the contract is. Nobody can ever hash out details.
I'm saying you shouldn't try.
Well, okay. Some teams are just like, wait, we don't want to deal with that headache.
Spinning their wheels in the mud.
And like Carolina, by all due accounts, they're looking for something with young, with their future. Hey, be quiet. I'd be quiet when you talk. Let me finish. All right? All right, so they by all due accounts, they didn't want to go down that route anyways. So now we're into Miami and Atlanta, and I don't think it's crazy to think Miami wanted to stay with Tua. Now, I hear you. Why not call, see, hey, maybe we can get him for something low, whatever. That doesn't make sense either, and maybe that's where they're sending the message. Either way, like, I don't want to argue about this and the fact that it's – I want Lamar to sign a damn agent. It's gotten to the point now where I'm like, damn, this just is – it's stupid. There's generation – and I don't know what he's asking for. I don't. So that's the other problem with this issue. There's nothing out there. And like you said, there's no one to get his side of the message or, you know, help through the media channels just to get his side of the story out there. And that's where it's weird, too. And I think that's also what would exhaust teams as well, to just go, wait, one, it takes a special type of offense where Lamar runs and, we're not sure if we're built to do that. And then, two, the things that we've heard and know about that have gone on throughout this contract situation for over the last year, I think are going to make teams go like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to deal with them either. That's all I was saying. It's all weird. Well, it doesn't look right. He's awesome. He's generational. We know that. But he's based on running, and 2 years in a row, he's missed the month of December, too. So that's scary. So, again, I want Lamar to get paid. I was more, Mike, just trying to say, this is different than your normal collusion, I think, or normal, like, the no salary cap year or Kaepernick situation. This one, to me, I just was trying to say, I think was a little bit like Captain Obvious a little, like, and especially if the word has gotten out throughout the teams that, hey, he wants a guaranteed contract still, then, yeah, they're going to put that out right away when asked, because they're just going to go, forget it. We don't even want to get our, get involved in that conversation.
2 years, two different quarterbacks, one an MVP. One was an MVP candidate at one point before he tore his
crazy
ACL. And here's the difference.
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to – And look, we've spent 30 minutes, at least I have, defending Lamar's position in this and suggesting that there's something rotten going on.
Right.
But that'll be forgotten, because the only thing that some are going to lock on to is, I'm going to revert to my he should have an agent narrative, which means Florio hates Lamar, which is so stupid.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah. I accept it. If you have an agent now, And there's no way Deshaun Watson pulls off what he did last year without an agent. It doesn't happen.
Exactly.
You don't get four teams to the table. You don't tell the Browns, get bent at the appropriate moment that's going to cause them to freak out and come back with a five-year fully guaranteed offer.
Right.
They worked that thing to perfection last year to get the deal for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
You have no chance to get that deal if you're Lamar Jackson without an agent. And here's where an agent would help him now. Right now. He calls Falcons GM Terry Fontenot, or she calls GM Scott Fitterer of the Panthers, calls Chris Greer of the Dolphins, calls Martin Mayhew of the Commanders, calls every GM, everyone, and gets the word out. Hey, you may have heard Lamar wants a fully guaranteed contract. You may be thinking that, but what Stephen A. Smith said on First Take 12 days ago is not accurate.
Sure.
It's not accurate.
Right.
Well, okay, let's talk. Why don't you want this guy?
Yeah.
And then I know how the best agents work. They're relentless. Sending clips of Lamar Jackson, the play we used to start the show. There are countless plays like that.
Right.
We've said before with Patrick Mahomes, in a full season, he generates more highlights than most quarterbacks do in their career. Lamar kind of falls into that category as well.
Right.
Especially with his running abilities. He had some great throws over the year. People think he can't throw. He can throw. If you have an agent out there, you need Lamar, I know you're not listening to us, although you did retweet a clip from our show last week, so maybe you are listening to us. You need an agent to fight this fight on your behalf. No one else other than me, and you don't want me fighting the fight because I'm not in a position to call these GMs up and try to negotiate on your behalf. You need someone who is waving the Lamar Jackson flag in the face of all these people who are trying to say they're not interested and trying to get them interested. Say what needs to be said to get them interested in sitting down and talking to you and thinking maybe they can craft a contract that would get the Ravens not to match it. And now this team has Lamar Jackson is their quarterback instead of whoever it is who isn't Lamar Jackson.
No, and I know. I mean, again, I want to make that, you know, because people only hear the negative. To your point with the no agent and all that, you don't like Lamar. And I get some of that too. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Am I not the guy that, like, was popping blood vessels to tell you guys how awesome this quarterback was at one point and how much I still like him? But I don't agree with this approach, and I don't agree with it because of the better for the better good of Lamar Jackson. I mean, there's a reason all the great superstar quarterbacks in the history of football had big time agents. It helped them capitalize on every dollar they could possibly make. You know, Lamar Jackson deserves to be paid like one of the two or three highest paid quarterbacks in football. And players in the history of football, there's no doubt, you know. And he was offered that type of contract before last year, you know, at least right in that stratosphere there. Now, it might have not been to his exact liking, but, yeah, there's nobody that's a salesman for Lamar Jackson. That's the problem. You're exactly right. And then on top of that, the way business is being handled, or at least how it looks to all of us, that adds to more, like, negativity, or wait, I don't know if he knows what he's doing, or he seems unorganized or less professional, and do we want to deal with that? And all of those things continue to sprout up with this same conversation. So that's where it stinks. That's where you and me have always been like, please get a damn agent. Please. I mean, we're talking about changing your life and generations, you know, long after you're gone's life here. And it just, I'm so frustrated. One, I was frustrated, Mike, yeah, because I thought people were going a little off the chain on collusion, like, oh, but people were calling each other. It wasn't necessarily you. It's just other idiots I read on Twitter and whatever else.
No, because they're not. They don't, that's not how it happens. It doesn't happen
I know.
That way.
So that's some they're of that is what I was arguing stupid. About. It's just people that were like, but, you know, at the same time, yeah, I mean, look at what J.J. Watt's saying here. I mean, yes, it doesn't make sense. But where I'm also frustrated, you know, off of J.J. Watt, or like what I was saying with the collusion thing and social media, but I feel like I'm watching a horror movie right now. Like, we're in the middle of this, like, ESPN 30 for 30 show. And it's like, he could have had all this money, but he didn't get it. And now, you know, this might happen. I don't want to put bad thoughts into the air. But that, I mean, that's where I'm like, oh my gosh, please. We don't want to see, you know, a sad story here. You're too awesome of a human being and an awesome player. And that's why we're arguing to get an agent. But it's messed up. And I don't know where this goes from here, Mike. I really don't. Because is he going to play for 32-4? I don't think he will. Right?
I don't think he will.
I wouldn't. I don't think either. I'm with you. So, damn, it's like get a long-term deal done at this point, or we're not going to see Lamar Jackson next year maybe at his best or early on in the season, and I certainly don't want to see that.
Here's how this is going to go, I believe. If no one tries to sign to an offer sheet, they have until July 15, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, to work out a long-term deal. After that, they can only do a one-year deal. They're not limited to the terms of the franchise tender. They can change the terms. I've been saying this for years. After the July 15 deadline, the team can pay the player more money to get him to show up for training camp, to get him to show up for week one. And I think that's where the negotiation goes at that point. Lamar's going to say, or should say, if he had an agent, I want 45.
Yeah, give me 50, right?
We did this dance. We played this game. Nobody made me an offer. I'm not showing up for a penny less than 45. I'll sit out the whole year if I have to.
I understand that.
Again, here's another reason to have an agent, Chris, because I thought of this as we were discussing it as it relates to the inability to negotiate a deal now. Even if you negotiate a deal with Lamar Jackson now, you're not doing it for just, you know, 3 or 4 years. You want to keep him around for the balance of his career, presumably. Well, you're going to get to a point within a couple of years where maybe it's time to renegotiate the contract. Maybe it's time to extend it by a year or two. Maybe we need to adjust this contract. So we need to negotiate with the agent. He has no agent. We got to negotiate with the player. And look at all the crap the Ravens dealt with trying to negotiate directly with this guy. We don't want that. We don't want that with our quarterback.
That's what
I understand that we may have to do it from time to time with a Richard Sherman or Russell Okung, guys who don't play quarterback. We don't want that with our quarterback. We want our quarterback to be fully on board and malleable and easy for us to work with when we need to work with him to extend his contract, to adjust his contract, to redo his contract. And we don't want to deal with what the Ravens have been dealing with so obviously for the past 2 years. We don't want that's another reason, and it's a legitimate reason to not want to do business with Lamar Jackson.
I said this earlier, didn't I not? You didn't give me like, hey, well, at least that's a good point,
I'm talking
point,
about on Chris.
The back end. Oh, well.
The back end.
Any of it. But I'm talking about the back end. I got you. Okay.
He's there. Yeah. Once you sign him. After you've signed him, you still have to coexist with him. And you don't have an agent that you can call when you have something that needs to be done with Lamar Jackson.
I agree. But that's what I was also trying to say, too, is that, yes, those are things that organizations and teams are seeing and would be worried about, right? I mean, Deshaun Watson, here he is. What's he doing right now? He just lowered and restructured some things with his contract, right? So they could have a little more wiggle room.
Well, it's all the Browns had the ability to do that automatically, and that would be in any contract with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
That became a story that Deshaun Watson is inclined to go along with restructuring his contract. Yeah, he's inclined because he's already agreed to that.
Okay.
Read the contract.
All right. I didn't
he's already
know
agreed
that.
To
I
it. The Browns have the power to do it.
Okay.
And the Ravens would have the power to do that too. But there may be other things that the team would want to do in Cleveland, and they'd need to talk to Watson's agents to do it. If you don't have an agent, it just complicates everyone's life. I'm saying that is a legitimate reason. Among the potentially illegitimate reasons, that is a legitimate reason to not want to do business with Lamar Jackson, the fact that he doesn't have an agent, either on the way in or during the relationship.
Well, yeah. I mean, that the reputation of Lamar Jackson around football right now is like, you know, hey, awesome talent, the man, but anything outside of like on the field is, oh, I don't know. And again, I don't know if that's right or wrong. You know, I'm not in the meetings in Baltimore, but I'm just telling you, those are the reactions around football. Ooh, I don't know what they're going to get with that guy. Ooh, I don't know. Man, it sounds like it's hard to get in contact with him or ever figure out. I mean, that's the reputation. You know, right or wrong, that's just the way it is. And then, yeah, the optics of the situation and the way Lamar's handling it and his camp and whatever else are adding to that right now. So, you know, that's all I was trying to say earlier. That was part of my, you know, collusion argument of some of the stupidness I saw, you know, on social media is, yeah, it wasn't just about, like, let's freeze the guy out. It's about, yeah, if it's the guaranteed contract and a bunch of other things that deal with business that I think organizations might look at and go, damn, I don't know if I want to deal with all the things that you just explained and maybe some other things that might go along with it, just no matter how awesome he is on the field. So that's all I was trying to say.
Pete just made a good observation.
Yeah, what?
Sounds a lot like the business reasons people didn't want to deal with Colin Kaepernick. Sounds a lot like that.
Well, Kaepernick,
you have legitimate business reasons.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know if that's totally fair.
Different
there,
context.
But yeah, it's totally different
context. Different context, but still, it's the idea
Lamar's
that
loved,
for business,
though. Lamar's loved by everybody. I mean, other than some haters in social media, like nobody dislikes Lamar. The man, the human, everybody's
the player.
Whoa. But it's
Eric DaCosta loves Lamar Jackson, the player. I don't think he likes Lamar Jackson, the agent.
No. Well, that, you know, and I would sure there'd be a lot of teams that would be going, you know, I don't know if I love Lamar Jackson, the agent. Not sure this is, you know, his top-notch area of classification. That's all I was trying to say there with that argument.
All this to save 1%, 2%.
Yeah, that's where it's ridiculous.
Pennywise, pound foolish. And you know what it's become? It's become a point of pride. I mean, this is so obvious from the standpoint of someone my age who's been 25, who's made bad decisions simply because he didn't want to admit he was making a bad decision, doubled down. Hell, I still do that from time to time. Foolishly double down on something just because you don't want to admit you were wrong. And from Lamar's perspective, hiring an agent now would be perceived by some, and maybe by him, as giving in, admitting he was wrong. He's doubled down, he's tripled down, he's quadrupled down. Lamar, you need to hire an agent. Now, forget about yesterday. Forget about last year. Hire an agent now. to shepherd you through this process, to aggressively contact all the teams, to try to get someone to come up with an offer sheet that maybe the Ravens wouldn't or couldn't match. Get someone who's plugged in. And there are folks out there, Chris, who are plugged in to the fabric of the league, who are essentially kingmakers. There are some with that level of power,
yeah,
who could get a team or an owner to pivot away from the thing that the team currently plans to do and to accept the risk that maybe they'll piss off someone at 345 Park Avenue. There are agents that are good enough to do that. When you have no agent, you don't experience that. So that's what Lamar needs to do.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The Premier League is built on hope. The hope of discovering a new star.
It doesn't take long for Darwin Nunez to make an impression.
The hope of rewriting history.
Leaves his calling card.
And the hope of continuing a dynasty.
Unstoppable week after week.
This is the Premier League on NBC, USA and Peacock.
For the world's greatest athletes.
This is the showdown we've been waiting for.
There is nothing like competing on the world's biggest stage.
It's a world record again!
Goal for the United States! Unbelievable!
And when that stage is Paris, anything can happen.
I have never seen anything like this.
How about that?
An Olympics unlike any other.
What a performance!
The Paris Olympics. This summer on NBC and streaming on Peacock.
Let's play this sound.
Well,
Pete
okay.
told me about it a while ago.
Yeah.
But I want to pivot back to the idea that teams that always do their due diligence, that always turn over every rock, all of a sudden aren't interested in taking a look in Lamar Jackson's direction. Frank Reich, new coach of the Panthers, Terry Fontenot, GM of the Falcons, from last week talking about their searches for quarterbacks.
Every option is on the table at this point. Every option, you know, moving up, moving back, signing a free agent. Every option is on the table. I mean, it has to be. You have to, you know, this is a huge decision. And it would be malpractice not to really vet through every one of those decisions. What's the impact? What are the unintended consequences? You have to think through all that. And that's where we're at right now.
We're never going to put ourselves in a corner. We're always going to leave every door open. So, again, draft, free agency, whether it's the eighth pick or whether it's at some other point in the draft, we could definitely bring in a quarterback. So we don't want to box ourselves in and say something we're not going to do.
Ho-ho! Hey! Oh, boy, we should have played that at the top of the show. I mean, that's the mindset that teams always have. That's the attitude. We're going to consider all options. Then they're not even at the point where they can even try to find out what the Lamar Jackson option would entail by way of a contract. And they're slamming the door. That's what's so weird about this. We are a week removed from both Reich and Fontenot saying what they said. And now, according to unnamed sources, both teams are slamming the door on one of the most viable possibilities at quarterback, not just from winning football games, but Chris, you were the one saying it multiple times, what that would mean to Atlanta, to
yeah.
filling the stadium to right. have Mike Vick 2.0 as the quarterback there.
Yeah, that's where I was excited about it. I really was. I thought maybe they might, you know, kick around the tires a little bit and think about that one. Maybe they already thought about it. I don't know. Maybe that's where they decided not to go. Maybe they looked at it and said, wait, we got some other guys on the offensive side of the ball that are, you know, going to be big money guys, whatever else. They don't want to go there. I don't know. I'm with you there. I don't know where to answer. You know, Carolina, again, with Lamar Jackson where he is in his career too, like a team like Carolina, I can understand. You know, Frank Reich, and we talked about, you know, they're a team that's kind of on the build, on the rise. Maybe they don't feel like losing two first-round picks and having to pay a bunch of money where he's going, wait, I'd like to, you know, build the team up around. I don't understand that either. But I think we explained some of the reasons to why teams might be scared. That's for sure. Or at least don't even want to, you know, open Pandora's box to the conversation. And then, oh, wait, we've heard.
You're getting warm.
Right.
You're getting warm.
Yeah.
They don't want to open Pandora's box to the conversation.
Yeah.
Because they don't want the process to end with Lamar saying, yes, I want a five-year fully guaranteed contract. They'd rather the process end before they ever get to the point where he says it, because it smells more like collusion if all of a sudden the fuse fizzles out the moment Lamar Jackson makes it known, I still want the Deshaun Watson contract. So they're not even starting down that path. That's where it's fishy. Because, Chris, how do they even have the information that they would need to say we're not going to pursue the Lamar Jackson option? That's what's bugging me about this. Last week, Reich and Fontenot, we're going to pursue every option. Reich said it would be malpractice to not pursue it. How much does it take to assign to one of your employees with the Carolina Panthers the task of tracking down Lamar Jackson? It's not that hard to at least try. NFLPA's been helping him. Hey, we're interested in talking to Lamar, Demoris Smith. Can you put us in touch with Lamar? Sure, I'll put you in touch with Lamar. I mean, it's not that hard to find out. No one wants to even do their due diligence because I think they're afraid that the end point is going to be having to say we don't want to do a five-year fully guaranteed contract, and that's going to make the case for collusion stronger. So they're going to collude five steps before that. That's what I think is going on.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, again, I don't disagree with that. You know, why wouldn't you call and just say, well, let me see if I can make another big offer either way to just see if he'll take it and it's a ton of guaranteed money or whatever. You know, but my big thing there off of what you would say, Mike, was, you know, maybe they know something. Maybe they know what he's asking for. You know, I mean, enough people in football seem to certainly think they know to a degree. You know, we all knew, actually, until Stephen A. Smith kind of confused the situation. I mean, we can pull up a lot of other people. We're talking about the guaranteed contract thing. And then here's my other thing is, like, that. What I guess I don't understand maybe a little bit is, like, what's so wrong of, like, calling – it's collusion just because, hey, I want the greatest contract in the history of the sport. It's not even close. No, I don't want to give it to you. Oh, that's collusion. Like, I mean, again
– No. You're oversimplifying it. We have to consider what happened last year. The blowback to the Browns, the statements made by people like Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, this is going to be harder, make it harder to do business in the future. Okay, that there's a history that becomes relevant to the present. And everything that happened last year in the aftermath of the Deshaun Watson contract, that's when, as I was saying earlier, the seeds are planted for present collusion. Because everyone got pissed off at the Browns. They got the cold shoulder at the league meetings, and of course they denied it because, of course, they're not going to make it worse. Everybody's already mad at them. They're not going to come out and say, hey, everybody was being mean to us in Florida for the league meetings. But that was the prevailing thought. People were pissed at the Browns for stepping outside the normal formula and doing the five-year fully guaranteed contract, and there was enough of a kerfuffle, to use your word from yesterday, over the whole thing that the other teams got the message. Got the message.
But what teams do you really think wanted to do that anyways? That's what I'm trying to say. Nobody was even, like, ever thinking about, oh, we might give a guaranteed, totally guaranteed contract to somebody. Nobody was thinking that. Nobody. It was never a thought in the NFL world. And then just some organization that's crazy and, you know, we all agree has shown major dysfunctional signs and screwed up a situation so badly that they were backed into a corner.
So then the Commanders should be the ones to do it. Under that test, the Commanders are as dysfunctional, if not more dysfunctional than the Browns. They should be the ones to do it.
Well, they have a quarterback they like right now. And if Patrick Mahomes doesn't get a guaranteed contract, then nobody should. That's all we could say right there,
that's,
too.
That's the Tom right? Brady takes less, so everybody else should take less.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I tell you what, the oligarchs are very happy with you today.
Well, the guaranteed contract, I don't understand where that just became, oh, but now he's asking for it, and because we're not going to talk to him and get into that conversation
again,
about it, it doesn't. I just go, I don't look at that
don't
as going,
know.
I know we don't know. But I know we don't know. We don't. You're right. But we do know that the owners never at any point, I'm just saying, even before the Deshaun Watson or after, have never wanted to give guaranteed contracts. It's been on nobody's radar. Nobody's been thinking about it. Anybody associated with the sport thinks it's a bad idea and bad for business. So, like, I don't know why it's such a shock that, like, what everybody looked at as the craziest contract ever in history of football, it's like, well, why doesn't another team want to do it now? Like, what do you mean? We all just vilified it, how stupid it was. And so that's why. That's how the collusion happens.
That's how the message gets out to the 32 independent businesses that need to do what's in their own best interest, but also are balancing what's in the collective interest. See, it's in the collective interest. The CBA allows fully guaranteed contracts. And everybody taken in the first round of the draft now gets a four-year fully guaranteed contract. And Kirk Cousins has gotten fully guaranteed contracts ever since he played the franchise tag game to his benefit with Washington.
I'm sure if Lamar wants 3 years, $100 million, they'll guarantee that. Or they will guarantee some sort of number that's low like that. But it sounds like it might be more than that. You know, so that's where that's not going
to
happen.
But here's the thing. Back to my original point that we're going to take a break. We cover a sport where hours and hours and hours are spent finding out every possible fact that can be learned and ascertained about players, all players, players currently in the league, players who are available on the street right now to be signed, players who are coming into the draft. It's work and it's work and it's work. And every player's got his file and they've got all this information. And you've got teams that are making it known off the record to reporters on the same day, in roughly the same hour as the news emerged that the Ravens are applying the non-exclusive franchise tag, that they're not even going to do their due diligence on Lamar Jackson. They're not going to try to call him. They're not going to try to talk to him. They're not going to try to find out whether or not Stephen A. Smith was right or wrong when he said he never wanted a fully guaranteed contract. They're just going to rely on rumor and supposition and slam the door on a guy who could come in and make their football team better, because it's all about winning. That was the big defense Roger Goodell used as to why teams weren't shunning Colin Kaepernick. Well, these teams want to win. These teams want to win. And that pivoted to they want what's in the best interest of the team. And
is it possible that they know already a little?
If you want to win,
like they called and like for a trade conversation late in the year, right in this offseason, to where they're
going
to. Well, the Ravens, at least, at the very least, like to, you know, and then they could kind of tell you, hey, this is what we think is going to get it done, too. I mean, you know, again, I think there's a file. All I'm saying is I think there's a file out there pretty big on Lamar already. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying.
All I know is for the first time ever, other teams have license to contact Lamar Jackson and have a direct communication with him. Go see him. We're going to come to Florida. We want to sit down. We want to take you out for a cup of coffee. We want to take you out for lunch. We want to sit down and talk to you. They're allowed to do it, and they won't. They're allowed to do it, and they won't. Now, you could say, well, they don't want to create the expectation with the fan base, and they don't want to make it. But again, this is my point. These teams, I believe, don't want to play this out. They don't want to take the risk of playing this out and having the bottom line be, yes, I do want a five-year fully guaranteed Deshaun Watson contract, and say no then. They'd rather say no now before they go through the flirtation and get to that point, because it's going to look worse if the Falcons say no once he says 5 years fully guaranteed. If the Panthers say no once he says 5 years fully guaranteed. If the Dolphins say no. If any other team says no, then that's when it smells a lot worse than it does now.
Does
but
it?
But it still smells kind of bad.
I know.
Right
I was going to say, is it I think, can, really? Can it get worse? I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't buy the whole argument here all the way. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why. Because why else would you? Because again, why else would you not? Why else would you not? It's a guy who. How often does an MVP become available as a non-exclusive franchise tag play? It never happens. The system is rigged to let the team squat on all their best players, and the very best players get the exclusive tag so nobody can talk to them. We have a guy who is still in his prime, who was an MVP in his second season, who is a special talent, and they're slamming the door before they even start the process of doing any real research on him directly. They can do all the research you want behind the scenes, and that happens too. They have an opportunity to talk to this guy, and they refuse to do it. There's just something about that that seems
weird. I agree with you there. And listen, I want to say one more time on the way out, I want Lamar to be paid, okay? I love Lamar. I'm fighting back a little bit on some of the collusion talk. That's all I was trying to say. That's it. I just want to make that clear.
We have a couple of emails that we received during this segment. One of our friends says, please don't fight. You're making my wife nervous. So we promise not to fight for the balance of today, and we definitely will not fight tomorrow because Chris won't be here. And by the way, Chris, as your attorney, I must advise you that cannabis currently is illegal in Florida for recreational use. You may want to take the steps to get Dr. Nick Riviera to give you a card for your weekend in Miami.
Okay, I'll try to figure that out. Thank you.
Let's take a break. Another email that we got was angry that we weren't talking about other things. The biggest development from yesterday is the one that we spent the first 55 minutes of the show talking about. We will now pivot to what happened with the Giants, because they did get a deal done with one star player, which allowed them to apply the franchise tag to another star player. We'll discuss what happened with the Giants when PFT Live continues right after this.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.